That. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for you all. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm glad, I'm happy, I'm enthused, I'm overjoyed about just being in the house of God. Amen. Just being with you all gives me a little pep in my step, gives me a little more strength to go a little farther, just seeing your faces and just hearing what everybody's asking for prayer about and talking about. Amen, y'all. It's just a blessing. Amen. Don't ever underestimate the power of making it to the house. Amen. You'll notice that one of the biggest things the enemy wants to do all the time, it's been going on, is he wants to somehow, some way, keep you from getting here. Amen? Amen. And he uses all different kinds of, you know, you're getting ready, and just as you're getting ready to go, somebody calls you, and it's like, as you get older, it gets a little harder to get out of bed, and it's a little harder to get dressed, and it's a little harder to go through everything. I mean, just think of all the things that Grandma D had to do just to get here today. Amen? But what a blessing. But what a blessing. Amen? What a blessing. Amen. It's a blessing for her to be here. It's a blessing for us to see her. Amen? So the devil is always going to try to keep you from getting here, because this is the gas station. This is the gas station. If he can keep you away from here, sooner or later, you're going to run out of gas. Amen? But he knows every time you come here, you fill up. You fill up. And you can go farther down the road. Amen? You don't have to stress or worry because you got full tank. Amen? You know how stressful it is when it gets close to E? Amen? It gets stressful. You start checking to see. Nowadays, they give you how many miles you got left before you're going to round. Thank God. Because I'd have done run out a few times if it wasn't for that. Amen? But it's just something about having a full tank. It gives you peace of mind. Amen? I got a full tank. Amen? I can go where I want to go. Do what I got to do. Amen? And that's what happens when you come here. Amen? We fill up. We fill up by the praise that we give God. We fill up by the conversations that we have with each other. We fill up by the prayers that we share with each other. We fill up by the testimonies. We fill up even through giving to the ministry. We fill up when we get here. Amen? Don't ever underestimate the importance of making it to the house. And always understand, when you're going through the struggle, remember, he's trying to keep me from getting there. Amen? Because it's so easy to justify not coming. Amen? It's so easy. Man, what a week I've had. I'm so tired. Amen? The Lord will have to understand, I'm just so tired. I just can't make it today. Amen? Or you wake up on Sunday and you're feeling, you know, you're just not feeling the greatest, and it's so easy to justify staying away. But always be mindful that you're staying away from the gas station. Amen? There's nothing like being here. And you know, you might say, there's only 10 of us. I don't care. There's nothing like being in the house of the Lord. Amen? It's a blessing to be in the house, and it's a blessing to be with you all. Amen? I don't know about you, but do you feel the same way? It gives me strength. It gives me strength just to be here. Amen? Last Sunday, I had to take Sammy to a tournament, and I couldn't be here, and I missed it. Amen? And funny thing, I almost ran out of gas while I was driving him. I'm serious. I was praying like never before. Because we were in the middle of the, I don't know, back road somewhere, and I forgot to fill up before we left the place, and I'm looking at him like, oh my goodness. And I'm saying, you know, Google the closest gas station, and you know, but it's like, I miss being here. Amen? And I'm not saying, you know, I thank God we need to take a vacation when we can take a vacation. We need to go see about family. We need to do all those things. But what I'm saying is when you're in town, when you're here, do everything you can to make it to the house. If at all possible, do everything you can. Even, trust me, there's been times when I really, really, really didn't want to go or think I pushed through and came here, and it's on those times when God really shows you how important it is to be here. Amen? And it's always during those times I go home from that service saying, man, if I didn't push through and come to that, I would have missed that. I would have missed that testimony. I would have missed Grandma D came today. I would have missed that. Who knew, right? Amen. I would have missed that new song that they sang today. I would have missed, you know, there's things you miss when you don't make it to the house. And that's not my message today, but it is right now. Amen. It is right now because that's what God was giving me while I was back there. And, you know, we need to understand how important it is for us to be kind to everyone you come in contact with. You know why? Because everyone is fighting a hard battle. Amen? Everyone is fighting a hard battle. Amen? Saved or unsaved, everyone is fighting a hard battle. Amen? Who knew that she lost her cat that she's had for... You don't know that. When you walk into... You don't know where... But you don't know what people are going through. Amen? Be kind to people. Because everyone is fighting a hard battle. Amen. And I was going to talk about Daniel today. And you know, usually when we open up the book of Daniel, we talk about the three Hebrew boys how they just stood for God in the midst of being thrown into the fiery furnace and all that. But Daniel did the same thing. Amen. Daniel was one of the ones that was recruited. And they were going to teach these kids all the Babylonian ways, amen, and make them the future of the Babylonian way. And Daniel stood his ground for God, amen, stood his ground for God. And it's important that we do the same today, because like I've been saying in the past, we're at a time now where things are really, the church is really being challenged in many ways. Amen? You have a lot of fanatical people doing crazy things in the name of religion that makes all of us look bad. Amen? You have a day now where, you know, they want to, it's almost like anything goes. We should accept everything and everybody and all this. And so there's a lot of challenges. Amen, to the Word of God and to those who call themselves Christians. Amen. And a couple things we need to understand. First of all, and I think the most important thing, I'm a firm believer, not only because it's the way He drew me, but I also, it's in the Bible as well, that we draw people through love and kindness. Amen? That's how you draw people. Because going back to what I said, everybody's fighting a hard battle. Amen? They are open and accepting to someone who's showing them love and kindness because the world is not. Amen? So love and kindness is at a premium. So that's how you draw people. All right? You know, you don't tell them what they need to do. Not right away. Amen. You don't do all that. You show them love and kindness. It's almost like, you know, you earn their trust. Amen. It's exactly what Fred is talking about in this way of evangelism is, you know, before you tell them how they need to change their life, why don't you get to know them first? Amen? You know how they say with kids, they don't care what you know until they know that you care? Adults are the same way. Don't you just met me and now you're going to tell me what I need to do? You don't know what I've been through. You don't know where I've been. You don't know what I've, you don't know what, you know, get to know me first. And as we show people love and kindness and let them know that we are really concerned for their welfare and that we look at them as a brother and as a sister, and I don't care what your past was. All I know is what's the present. Amen? And let's get to know each other. And then we can get into what the Bible has to say for all of us. Amen? And I'll be honest with you, there are some things in the Bible that are going to be offensive to people. Amen? It's just the way it is, yeah. We don't have to like it, it is. Right? Some things we read in the Bible, we're like, ouch. Does it have to be so? Yeah, well, it is what it is. You can't change this. Many have tried. Many will try to interpret things to make it fit their situation. Well, it didn't really mean that. It really meant, no. Sorry. You know, we'll try to manipulate things to make it so we're not so bad or we're not so wrong. Amen? But the Bible is the Bible. And even though it was written over 2,000 years ago, it's still true today. It's still the same today. It's not going to change tomorrow or 100 years from tomorrow. Amen? And I don't know about you, but it's gotten me this far. Amen? I know where I was and I know where I am. And it had nothing to do with me. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, had not been for the Lord saving, like the song says, a wretch like me, where would I be? Amen. So I only have the Lord to thank and to glorify and to honor and to praise. And that's why we do what we do. And that's why we sing the songs. We lift our hands. We lift our voices because he deserves all that and more. He's been so good to us. So good to us. Yes, we've struggled. Yes, we've had some hard times. Yes, we've gone through some things. But God's been so good to us. Glory to God. Bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he has been so good. Keeps on doing great things. Think about it. Stays with you when you're not even staying with it. Stays with you, doesn't leave you because you're going off track, doesn't leave you because you're not making good choices, doesn't leave you when things aren't going well. He's right there. Right there. Here I am. I ain't going nowhere. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You go off track, I'll be right here waiting for you when life beats you up and you gotta come running back. I'm here with open arms. Thank you, Jesus. God is a good God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And just like, you know, what Brother Moe's doing, and just like what was happening in this, actually Daniel 1 is what I was going to read, and just like what was happening in this is they were trying to train these young fellows in the Babylonian, they were trying to teach them the Babylonian way instead of God's way. Amen? And one thing we got to understand with the youth, if we don't teach them, the streets will. Amen? Amen? So we got to try to teach them before the street teaches them, or we either got to take, then we can still teach them at that point, but it's a little harder now. Amen? Because now the streets are pulling on them. And it's a little harder, but no one is too lost or too hard to reach in with God. Amen? Nobody. Nobody. Because we can always share our story and his story. Amen? Glory to God. And you know, they wanted to give these young men in Daniel 1, they wanted to give them a new education. They wanted to, you know, have them eating new food, give them new names, so that they, you know, would have a new destiny. Nebuchadnezzar was attempting to turn the next generation of Israel into good Babylonians, all going as the king had planned until we come to a particular young man named Daniel. Daniel, in the first chapter, resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Daniel, at this point, drew a line in the sand. Amen? And sometimes we need to draw a line in the sand. Amen? We can't go for everything. We can't do everything. Amen? And not everything is right or wrong, but there's some things that we can't do just because it doesn't line up with what we believe or our walk. Or some of us can do some things and not have it be a hindrance to us, and some of us can't in those areas. You have to know yourself. You have to know your own place with God. Amen? It's not always about right or wrong. Sometimes it's just not good for you to do. Amen? I'm not saying you can't go, but I can't go. Amen? So, I'm cutting through here because I want to talk to you all, if you will let me, for 5 minutes after service. I just have a couple questions. But basically what I want to talk about today is that Daniel dared to be different. Amen. In the face of everything that was going on, they basically wanted to train him and others to, again, be the next generation of the Babylonians. And Daniel instead stood his ground and stood because God had been good to him, and he honored God in that way. Amen. And we need to continue to do that today. You know, a lot of things are being challenged right now. There's a lot of questions about, well, what does the Bible really say about this, that? You know, there's a lot of different things, but we need to stand our ground on what we believe, and we believe the Word of God is true. Amen? And we don't have to argue about it. We don't have to fight about it. It is what it is. Amen? We can have a conversation about it. We can agree to disagree if you want. But we need to defend it. Amen? We need to defend the Word of God because that's what we stand on. Amen? That's what we believe. Remember, you know, we can't, in the face of adversity, we can't just turn around and just go with the crowd just not to ruffle feathers. Sometimes we need to ruffle feathers. Amen? And again, all in the name of love. Remember, the key is we hate the sin, we love the sinner. Amen? So in a lot of these situations, we hate the sin, but we love the sinner. And remember, we're not fighting against people. It's not I'm not fighting you because you're, you know, no, I'm fighting the principality, I'm fighting the enemy. Amen? That's where the fight is. Amen? Don't fight with people. Amen? You know, through the Word of God, fight with the enemy. Love people, but hate the sin, right? We can't go along with everything. And still, we got to stand our ground sometimes. We got to draw a line in the sand. Daring to be different means we serve the living Lord exclusively, and we have a distinct worldview. It also means that we reflect that we know God. We reflect God's holy character. We're not going to be satisfied with being defiled. We're not perfect. We fall short of God's holy character, but we're not happy when we do. Amen? We want to live pure. We want to reflect Christ. We live differently because we are different, and it is God who has made us different. Amen? And people should recognize that we are different. They should recognize a difference in us. And we're not better than anybody, but they should see a difference in us. All the trouble that they see out there and all that, they should see something different in us. They should see us not causing the trouble. They should see us not being the instigator. They should see us not being the one gossiping. They should be us not being the one judging. They should see us being the one that's welcoming. Are you hurting? I'm here for you. I have an ear to listen. Amen? They should see us differently because we are different. Amen? Those fruit of the Spirit that they talk about in Galatians should come out in us eventually. Amen? We should look, our tree should look like what's been planted. Amen? So, we are different, and we should be viewed that way. Again, people should recognize that we are different, that we know the Lord, not because we have a bumper sticker on our car or we're doing this or that, but because Christ is reflected in our character, our conduct, and our conversation. Amen. Amen? You ever have a conversation with somebody and walk away and say, something different about that person, you know? Just something different about, I don't know what it is, just something different. Amen? Just by a conversation. So let us be mindful that we, like Daniel, need to stand up and stand on the Word of God and for the Word of God. Amen? And be kind, for everyone is fighting a hard battle. Amen. We draw people through love and kindness. That's what the world needs now. That's what the world has always needed, and that's what the world will continue to need. We say it all the time. Life is hard. When all of us walk out that door, we got all kinds of challenges waiting for us. Our health, our families, our jobs, our bills. We got all kinds of challenges waiting for us when we walk out the door. Life is hard. But with God on your side, you can make it through anything. Because the Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen? Who can be against you? If you have the Lord on your side, you can make it through anything. And in the midst of that, be kind to one another. Show love to one another. Amen. And let them know that there's a difference. Amen? We would be nothing if not for God who is on our side. Thank God for Him saving us. Amen. We once were blind, but now we see. And now we show that same love that He showed to us to others as well. Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank You for the Word of God. We thank You for all the prayers that came forth today. We thank God that we have that part in our service, that we still make room for that, because so many have things going on in their lives and people in their lives that they want prayer for. And Lord, we just thank God that we can do that together. We can rally around each other and we can pray for all the different situations, and we just can give it all to You, Lord. We just thank You for that. We thank You for allowing us to come into this beautiful house. There's healing in this house. There's salvation in this house. There's love in this house. Amen. It's all in here, Lord. We just thank God for this holy place that you have given to us to come to gather corporately, Lord, together. Amen. As a family, as a church family, we thank You. We ask You to look on us, Lord, as we go back out these doors with a full tank. Amen. To face whatever it is comes our way this coming week. But we ask for Your blessings. We ask for Your mercies. We ask for Your grace. We ask You for traveling mercies. We ask You for peace. love and joy, all the things that you have already given to us, let them exude in our lives this week. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Thank God. Amen.